Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier, and this episode I am actually not with my good friend and colleague Tommy Welling. Don't worry, he's not gone anywhere, but we are part of the 2021 South Texas snowpocalypse. It has been, tonight will be sub-freezing temperatures. We have been powerless, heatless, and obviously Wi-Fi less for the better part of going on 12 to 18 hours. Everybody is safe and sound, but we are hunkering down, and I'm actually coming to you from my kitchen, because that is where the most heat is in the house. So, full transparency, peek behind the curtain. Tommy and I like to record episodes either weekly or at least within a week or two of them being released, so the topics and the conversations are fresh. They are conversational. We are hearing from you. We are talking about topics that are on the forefront of y'all's mind. And we really enjoy that, you know, that process, and hopefully, you know, what we have going on in the Fasting for Life world also times up with some of the things and the questions that we have from you guys on the outside as part of our awesome listenership and part of the Fasting for Life crew. So tonight's episode is actually going to be a conversation with one of my favorite people, who was one of the first people to actually put in the one meal a day type process for when it comes to fasting. And over the course of a year, her results were absolutely transformational. This is someone that I know, I've known for years. She's fantastic. And, you know, really been on this journey with us from pretty much day one. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. I know I did. And don't worry, we will be back with more standard, normal-like episodes as soon as Texas decides to become Texas again and things start to melt, temperatures start to come back to normal, and we get power and Wi-Fi back. So enjoy the episode, and we will talk soon. All right, Candace, we are live on Facebook. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I know you've got kids and family and, you know, all the other stuff that we have on a day-to-day basis. So I really am appreciative that you have hopped on with us today. And when I thought about asking you to come on and share your story, I wanted to do it like weeks ago. So I'm glad we're getting it done, because every time I see you, every time we conversate, I've known you for years. I've been a part of your health journey in the past, and currently still am, interestingly enough, in a roundabout way. But just super happy that you're willing to share your story, because I think it's going to be transformational for the people that we've been with. So we are on our final week, so you know, of our 28-day Fasting for Life experience. So I want to kind of just jump right in and ask you a very open-ended question of why and where you came from, meaning why you started fasting and how it's been, you know, kind of transformed your life over the last 11 months today. So where'd you start, and kind of give us some perspective on why?
Okay. I started this health journey almost exactly a year ago today. I had been diagnosed last summer with insulin resistance. The medication I was taking for it was not working. I had actually gained on the medication. And so in August, I had began my journey with intermittent fasting. Prior to that, I had had two gestational pregnancies, a pregnancy as a diabetic, and I was on insulin. So coming off the medicine was huge for me, coming off the insulin. I created my why, and my why of doing it was my kids. I had no energy, very sluggish, just your typical activities were, they were rough on me. And so starting intermittent fasting was a, it was a commitment. It was, but I had some goals. I started.
So Candace, let me interject there. So, you saw me in my wife's clinic one day and you like did like a double take, right? You're like, wait a minute.
I did.
What?
You had a lot of weight and
yeah.
I was severely overweight at the time. So I was looking for anything. I had tried numerous things in the past and nothing stuck to me. So when you
mentioned, yeah, quick conversation, right? All I said was go get Dr. Fung's book, right? And I think 3 months went by, right? So what was your mindset in the beginning? Because you had mentioned certain things about goals and, you know, you've completely reversed your disease and no more diabetes. And it's been 11 months of transformation. But like what, when you started, you know, when you read the information that I had read that Tommy had passed to me, what was the thing that really stood out to you being like, man, I got to do this?
Once I started reading Dr. Fung's book, he would give different like case studies. And I would read that. And I would be like, oh, my gosh. I mean, that is me. Like, I have to do something. I have 5 kids. I've got to do something with my health. And I felt like, I mean, it was this or nothing. I had tried everything. And so my health goals of what I wanted to accomplish has kept me going. And
so it's not about the weight.
It was never about the weight loss. My goal was I knew what the journey was going to be like if I didn't reverse the insulin resistance. And that was my goal. That was my goal. And I started in August. I knew my next appointment with my endocrinologist was in December. So I knew I had to hit it hard. I went all in. I think my first day that I started fasting was only 18 hours. And after that, it's been 22 to 26 hours.
So hold on, stop. So let's talk a few numbers here. So what's your total weight loss?
68 pounds, and I'm okay. 11 months into intermittent fasting.
That's amazing. So 68 pounds. How long did it take for the disease reversal? How long was that for you?
So it took 4 months to uh-huh. completely reverse the insulin resistance.
Right.
And blood work was a 48.6 when I started, and it went down to an 8.9 in 4 months.
Which is specifically the insulin test. So this is something we're going to talk about for everybody that's listening. But honestly, you could just tell the metabolic profile changed. Now, you had not been diagnosed for long, right? It had only been...
I had gotten diagnosed May of last year.
Right. So if you guys are listening and you're like, wow, I've had diabetes for 2 decades, 4 months is probably not a reasonable goal. But the point is that it's possible, right? And here's the thing. When we did our episode of how I lost almost 50 in 50 days, I went a little more aggressive. I did some longer fasts. I did multiple 3-day fasts in a row. I did lots of 48-hour to 72-hour fasts, a lot of 24-hour fasts. You got these results with 22 to 26 hour, pretty much one meal a day.
I did. I do one meal a day. And my window is only open for about 45 minutes. I don't count my calories. I do eat pretty much what I want to eat, but it's in that window. I don't have any days where I don't fast. Every single day since I started August 8th, I have fasted. I have thrown some longer fast in there, but I tend to stay with 22 to 26 hours.
Well, let the results speak for themselves, right? If it's working, why change it? So,
right.
We talked about something about goal setting. So you had a large goal in mind, but throughout the process, you realized it was easier for you to set smaller goals, right?
Yeah, when I started, I kind of figured, a weight that I wanted to be, and that weight would have lost, I would have lost 115 pounds to get there. I am shooting to do 100. And so I just have, you know, 32 pounds to go.
So the small goals, though, what were those small goals on, like, daily, weekly?
I always kept with the small goals. It was always 5 pounds. So
huge.
I would lose 5 pounds and I would hit that. And it was so rewarding because I hit it pretty quickly on the 5 pounds. It wasn't 10 or 15 that took forever. And then I got down on myself. It was just 5 and 5 and 5 and 5. And before you know it, I mean, the first month I lost 16.
Right.
And then, you know, I lost during the quarantine. I lost 6 pounds during quarantine. So, but I think the mindset that you throw into it, it keeps you going. You've got to change your habits and you've got to learn new things. And you got to keep positive. I mean, on days where you might have something you shouldn't have had, you got to keep going. Life is life and you got to live it and learn from it. So
what'd you anchor to? Cause you had said something to me that was pretty powerful. You anchored to something greater than the weight and you anchored to something greater than the diagnosis, right? You have 5 of them.
I have 5 kids and I didn't want to be, I can remember going on vacations where I stayed in the beach house or we went to the mountains and I stayed in the car because I didn't have the energy to do things with them. I have a large range of ages. My youngest is 2. I couldn't chase them around. I had no energy. I literally would get them off to school and go back to bed. And so they, like I said, have always been my why. And the healthier I became, and with that became weight loss as well. But mainly the insulin spikes, I no longer had those. I no longer felt dizzy or, out of breath. And so they got their mom back. My husband got his wife back. And, so the journey has been, it's been so rewarding. And I mean, weight loss was an action to being healthier, but it was never my goal. And my wife has always been my kids.
And you mentioned something specifically about your daughter, which almost floored me. I was like, whoa, that's powerful.
I have 2 daughters. I have one that's actually turning 19 tomorrow and I have a 10-year-old. And I was never comfortable in my skin for years. And I never really wanted to be noticed. I kind of had quit volunteering because I was like hiding behind my skin. And I didn't want them to look at that and be like, you know, I wanted I just had to change things so that they would look at me a little differently instead of that's my mom. The other thing is, I didn't want them to follow in my footsteps. I wanted to be healthier and, have healthier habits, I guess you could say. And I didn't want them to say, well, I'm going to have diabetes because my mother had it, or I'm going to be on insulin or whatever, because my mom had it. I wanted them to stop with me because it's not always hereditary. It is your life. It's your habits. It's the way you make your life. And so having girls, knowing that the girls look up to you, and your habits and how you handle yourself. I wanted them to see me as I love myself. I love my body as it's changing. I love myself and I wanted them to love themselves. So I had to be the model, the role model.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about an incredible company called Air Doctor Pro. You can go to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off one of their amazing air filters. By supporting them, you're supporting us and the show. I want to tell you an incredible testimony. We now know that the indoor air is 2 to 5, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air, according to the EPA. And my son has been struggling with sleep. He hasn't slept. He's over 2 years old. He hadn't slept through the night his entire life. My wife and I had done everything. We could not figure it out.
We put an Air Doctor Pro in his room, and I am not kidding. The first night he slept through the night. He went over 30 nights in a row for the first time ever, sleeping through the night. We don't know what it did or what was in the air because we've had our house tested, but whatever it's doing is allowing him to rest and sleep peacefully for the first time. And for that, it is absolutely priceless. Air Doctor Pro comes with 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Minus shipping, head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off any of their air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE.
That is, I'm getting a little choked up here. And that was not planned. So excuse me for a second, but that is, I mean, that's the reality of it. Like, that's where I looked at my dad and all the struggles he had, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm turning into him, and I love him, and no offense. It was, you know, misinformation and lifestyle decisions and doctors and medicine and all these things that you didn't realize was happening as the years go by. But then you look at it, you're like, well, I want something different for my kids. You know, when you said that to me earlier, and then you, you just said it to me again, and I was like, whoa. That's where it gets real. So I love what the quote you gave me. You gave me a couple, right? And one about the challenge. If it doesn't challenge you, what was the one? I can't quote it off the top of my head.
If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And I literally, that goes through my mind every single day. I've never been able to exercise. But I have, I have some March. I go anywhere from 3 to 7 miles. I'm actually trying to train myself to run my first 5K. But when I'm out and about and I'm working out, it gets tough and it's hard and it's hot outside, you know? And so that quote comes back to my mind. If it doesn't challenge me, it's not going to change me. So that just keeps me going.
So we talk a lot, we've talked a lot about the mindset that you have to have. The mind, your motivation needs to be there. You need to anchor to something greater. Your mindset needs to be framework. We have a lot of this negative psychology that's built into weight loss and health and looking up to our parents, and all of this stuff came organically to you as you started to digest the power of fasting, right? And I was kind of a play on words there, not intentionally. And then you found out what works and what fits into your life, that one meal a day works for you. Mm-hmm. So having that mindset, the motivation, the anchor, I was trying to type your quote in and somebody typed it in for me that's watching. So that's awesome. Thank you, Alina. So if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And then there was something you had mentioned, and we can kind of wrap up with some final thoughts of speaking to the people that are struggling or that haven't just bought into it yet, even though they have all the knowledge and all the information they need, probably more than they need. But you said the world's going to keep going with or without you, right? Can you elaborate on kind of what you meant by that?
So the world is, it's going, and you can either, you know, I in my eyes, I was like, I can get on board and I can do the commitment to myself, to my kids, you know, my family, or I can sit back and sit on the couch and eat whatever I want to. Life's going to turn anyway, so I might as well make a positive change. And I did. And
that's awesome.
I'm a work in progress. I'm not at my goal yet, but I think that the health journey is different than a weight loss journey, and mine has always been the health journey, with the bonus of the weight loss.
Of the weight loss, right? Yeah. And all the other great stuff, the more energy, the more fun. Yeah. So I love the world is going to keep going with or without you is kind of an exercise we like to do, like the time machine exercise. Like, imagine yourself 5 or 10 years from now. If you don't change something, you're going to be in the exact same place or worse, typically worse. So it's framing it like it's going to keep moving. So let's start to move with it, right? And just start with those small victories. If you're doing 24 hours, push it to 28. If you're doing 24, push it to 36. If you're doing 18, push it to 24 and do that for a couple of weeks. You're going to see the results. So I just applaud you for diving in too, because you and I have known each other for a while and I've seen your struggles and you've seen mine, right? And it's like that relatability is huge. So you were going to say something there.
Well, the reason my hours are 22 to 26, I'm not hard on myself if today I have to cut it at 22. If tomorrow is 25, I'm okay with that. Like, so I'm not as strict. Okay. It's gotta be 22 hours. So it just, it fits with my schedule. And yep. I think that's why it works so well with me.
It fits your life.
It fits my life.
Right.
And at first, yeah, there were some struggles. I have 5 kids. I have to cook for them, even though I eat one meal a day. I have no problem with it now. And I have no cravings either.
Cool. So it gets easier. The cravings go away. The hunger's not real. You don't want your habits get better. The binging goes down. So one thing you mentioned as we kind of, I want like one or two things we can tell people to encourage them. But your story is going to be encouragement enough. I can guarantee it. I'm seeing some of the comments and some of the responses. You had mentioned, you know, being hard on yourself. And one of the ways people are hard on themselves is because they rely solely on the scale. And you mentioned non-scale victories. What were some of those?
Sometimes I actually get more excited over non-scale victories than I do the actual weight loss. I mean, the noticeable one is your clothes size changes. Another one, there's probably men and women on here, just getting out of the shower and being able to wrap the towel around you. I mean, that was like huge for me. It was like, another is going places and I can sit in a chair and I don't have to worry about the chair collapsing. That's a huge one for me.
The exercise got easier and more energy for your kids. Like,
I can go out and jog. Okay. I'd never been able to really do that since I was a teenager.
Right.
They can be very small non-scale victories, but they're huge in the mindset.
So we talk about little wins all the time. So get a couple of little wins under your belt and your body will physiologically want those wins. Right. And instead of getting the dopamine hit from all of the negative, bad psychological things that go with weight loss and dieting, you'll get a positive reinforcement hit of dopamine and be like, all right, yeah, the body likes this. It's going to keep doing it. So it just takes, you know, the perseverance in the beginning. So if you're speaking to someone that struggled like you have, or I have, or a lot of the people that we work with have, in terms of our coaching and you know, clients and whatnot, what is something that you can say for someone that just hasn't bought all the way in? They kind of like do the hot tub experience where they dip their foot in and then they come out and they dip. And that's all based on previous failed experience. I get it. I've been there, right? You've been there. So it's not that you're doing anything wrong, but something that we can say to like, well, no, like here it is. The time's now. Let's rock and roll.
Well, health is a big thing. I think one thing that I really had to use, and I still use it daily, but I really had to use it at the beginning, was every single thing you put in your mouth raises your insulin. And my goal was to reverse the insulin resistance. So I had to watch what went in my mouth. And that is the reason I did one meal a day. So if somebody is struggling, if they can put it in their mind every single time they stick something in their mouth, you have just raised your insulin. When you and I first had that first conversation back in late July, and you just took a piece of paper and you drew that line and you showed me how the insulin spikes with everything you eat, that is still very much in my mind. That doesn't leave. So for someone that's struggling with it, if you stop and you count how many times you've put a piece of gum in your mouth or a peppermint or a Coke or anything that, you know, that raises your insulin, I think that right there, when I looked at the number of it, of times I did it, that helped me go.
Good.
Good.
That's huge. Cause that's so, I mean, how much simpler could fasting be, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you either do it or you don't. And if you didn't, you start now. You just move on. And it's, you know, not the counting and the numbers. We do talk and train on the numbers and the counting because that really becomes the mastery of it, especially when you get down to the last few before the end goal. You know, you got to look at that stuff, but it's so simple. So if you can envision that chart, I love that action step, Candace. We do action steps on our podcast. We do action steps in our conversations. So that is a perfect ending and kind of wrapping a bow on everything of an action step of just saying, you know, here it is. This is what you do. Every time you do this thing, this is what happens. It couldn't be any simpler. So I appreciate that insight.
And me personally, I've done the yo-yo dieting. I've started, I've stopped. Okay, I'm going to start Monday because we have a birthday, whatever. I didn't do this with this. I went all in and I cold turkey, like cold turkey, the gum, the sweetened tea, whatever it was.
Yep.
I did cold turkey. And to me, that's easier for me. It's easier yep. to go cold turkey than it was to, okay, I'll just have it this one time because it doesn't stop yep. at one time.
So, yep. So everybody that's listening, I'm sorry, go ahead.
To have desserts. I did not the first 6 months. It was rare if I had something sweet. I have changed the insulin in my cells, the insulin in the liver and stuff. So I can now have a dessert and it doesn't offset me. Like, and I yep. can still lose the weight the next morning.
Fantastic. So this is part of the mastery that we talk about. So we've broken it up into mindset, motivation, method, and mastery. So I want everybody that's in this group that's hearing this, or if we put this out on the podcast, or if Candace uses it in her coaching or whatever, like none of this was scripted. Like all of these talking points that are coming out in this conversation are purely from her experience. I just want you to know, like, none of that was brought up other than a couple of the quotes and some of the questions I was going to ask, but all of those things you're hitting on are the things that we found. So in wrapping this up, Candace, I want to give you an opportunity to say if there's any other things you want to drop, but I love and appreciate you for being you and for your transparency. And for, you know, pulling me aside that day and actually asking the question, because once you ask that question, the cascade started. So I thank you for sharing your story, because I absolutely know it is going to be hugely impactful for every single person that hears it.
There's two things on a day.
Okay. Yep.
If you're having a rough day, you're having a little bit of a hard time going. I'm big on inspirational quotes. So if I'm having a sluggish day and I just need the extra go-to, I look up inspirational quotes, and that kind of helps me go. Another thing is, I know you usually start out with, you don't talk about fasting. and it's true. You get a lot of views on it, whether you want to hear their views on it or not, you do. I just have to, I know it's working for me, so I don't really care what anybody else says about it, because I know I it's working.
Cool.
I think those people that turned around and had that negative approach when I first started, they're looking now like, now what were you doing? And so, that's good for, it's good when I can see that I've inspired somebody. I mean, that makes my day if I can turn somebody around. So.
So two things just to recap there, and I love it. So find something that's your muse. So find your thing that you can stick to. If it's a quote, if it's picturing that chart, the insulin chart, it's in module 2. When we talked about it, I showed the exact same thing and we drew it out. And then, yes, in the beginning, I'd summarize that as protect your inputs, right? So protect the people that are pouring into you. And that's why I think the coaching and the accountability is so important for success in this. So, you've done amazing, Candace, and I just want to thank you again for being so transparent and sharing your story. And you and I are on this journey together, so let's keep killing it, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
And for people that lose a lot of weight and they have the extra skin and stuff like that, I'm not doing anything to change that. That is my roadmap, and that leads me to remember where I came from. So I know that's one thing that I'm always asked is, what are you going to do with this? Well, I'm not. That's who I am.
Okay. So I love that. And I, you know, 40 plus pounds kept off. I have not had that problem. But I know some of the women that we've coached have, and, you know, and they've experienced it. And there are things you can do out there. It's not something that I feel comfortable speaking about, right? Because it's not in my wheelhouse. So I love your perspective on that, Candace, that for you, you know, you're going to use that as an empowering tool to be like, no, this is part of me. This is part of my journey. And I think people will appreciate that transparency too. So cool. Well, give my best to your family. Once again, I appreciate you. And we will talk soon.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck, everyone.
Thanks.
So you've heard today's episode and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free Fast Start Guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.